2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. A backpack and a notebook. They're the only signs of Brian Laundrie in weeks, and found alongside them today, human remains. Police in Florida found them in a park near the nature reserve. They've been searching for weeks. Here in Utah, some legal analysts think investigators missed several opportunities to get more evidence in this case. Our team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Police have been watching Brian Laundrie 24 hours a day, making sure he couldn't leave. Former Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank says that kind of surveillance is much trickier than it looks in the movies.
One, being undetected. Two, it's the resources, and you cannot restrict his movement.
But former Utah prosecutor Kent Morgan believes the domestic violence call in Moab could have been enough probable cause to convince a judge in Florida to sign off on search warrants for the Laundrie home and possibly Laundrie himself.
And in this case, a lot of suspicious activity has arisen. Then you can go to a judge and say, Judge, can I have a search warrant?
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
What happens next in the case depends on what we learn from today's discovery. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce continues our team coverage.
If authorities can confirm the remains they found belong to Brian Laundrie, that doesn't necessarily mean justice for Gabby Petito. The United States promises people accused of a crime certain rights, including the right to listen to the charges against them and defend themselves. That means you can't prosecute someone posthumously. It also doesn't necessarily mean the end of the investigation. Authorities could spend some time trying to prove Petito died at Laundrie's hand to provide closure, if not justice, to her family. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
The manhunt for Brian Laundrie has led to a number of bodies of people reported missing being found. The Sun reports at least five bodies. Other bodies have been found in the areas where authorities have been looking for Laundrie. KSL News Time 502, a blow for Democrats as the Voting Rights Act fails in the Senate. Maria Chaleos is live. National News Desk.
Jeff, Democrats failed to get the 60 votes needed on the Senate floor to begin debate on the voting rights bill. After announcing the tally, Vice President Kamala Harris said the fight for Federal Voting Rights Act will continue.
We're not going to give up. We have never given up. Those of us who have fought for the right of every American to be able to express their voice through their vote, we're going to continue to do the work.
No GOP members voted in favor of that bill. The House will vote tomorrow on holding former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for refusing to testify about what he knew about the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Republican Liz Cheney says the day before the January 6th attack, Bannon did a podcast predicting the assault.
There is no doubt that Steve Bannon knows far more than he says on that video. The American people deserve to know what happened.
Cheney is urging her party members to put politics aside and hold Bannon in contempt, saying there's evidence he and others conspired to create that attack. President Biden is setting a deadline for Democrats to come up with a compromise on his human infrastructure agenda. Senator Dick Durbin says he recognizes that both moderates and progressive Democrats will have to give up a little in order to make progress.
We've spent a lot of time. Weeks, if not months, in negotiation. It's understandable when you look at the agenda that we're considering, but it's time to close the deal.
The White House is giving lawmakers until the end of next week to reach a deal. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Open the fridge, check where your onions come from. You might need to toss them. The CDC says some fresh whole onions are causing salmonella outbreaks in 37 states, including Utah. These onions are grown in Chihuahua, Mexico. They're distributed by ProSource, Inc. Don't eat or serve them, no matter what color they are. And if you see a store selling these onions from ProSource, don't buy them. You're asking, well, how do I find out if my store sells these onions? We don't know. The federal government hasn't given us any information about which companies sell the onions. The company itself is based in Idaho. The alleged shooter in the Parkland school shooting pleaded guilty to all charges against him today. Broward County Circuit Judge Elizabeth Scherer accepted a plea from Nicholas Cruz.
I accept your plea of guilty. I find that you are alert and intelligent, that you had made an informed decision with the advice of counsel.
Manuel Oliver, whose son was killed during the shooting, says the legal hearing was a formality in the case.
I know this person is guilty. I always knew it. So this is just something that we're doing in the legal side of the whole story.
A jury will later decide what sentence Cruz should receive. Cruz faces a minimum of life in prison and a maximum of the death penalty. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. And here's Ricky Meese.
Several problems on the drive home this afternoon. We begin with a crash with injuries. Eastbound I-80 at Bangor Highway, only a right lane of traffic open. That's causing delays. Another new crash also blocking traffic and causing delays. This time it's northbound I-15 in South Salt Lake as you're approaching 33rd South. Emergency crews are blocking three right lanes of traffic. Then in Davis County, a crash in Syracuse. It's in the intersection of Antelope Drive and 10th West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06. KSL Sports, we've been waiting since June, and it's finally here. Perhaps you hear the noise behind me. The partying has begun at Vivint. The Utah Jazz season starts tonight at home against the Thunder. KSL Sports Jazz insider Ben Anderson thinks tonight's game will be a good showing.
They had the best record in the NBA last year, and then they come back with almost the entire team intact from last season, plus a couple of new pieces that should be helpful additions. So they should hit the ground running. They should be really good. Yeah, tonight's game is going to be interesting. The Oklahoma City Thunder finished with one of the worst records in the NBA last year, but actually gave the Jazz a lot of trouble. Some of the matchups on the floor actually don't benefit the Jazz as well as you would hope they would. But then again, the Thunder lost 26 of their last 29 games to end the season. Sometimes it can be really hard to kind of flip that switch and get back to your winning ways, especially when you're playing against a team at home like the Jazz, who are one of the best in the business.
Well, it's raucous out here tonight. Vivint Arena is hosting this outdoor block party, which just started. I'm outside enjoying the fun. You can listen to the play-by-play live on KSL News Radio starting at 7 o'clock tonight. And since I'm at a party, if there's a story that requires we grab the popcorn, I'm actually going to grab the popcorn. Meantime, Karl Malone has been named to the NBA's 75th anniversary All-Star team. It's basically just a list of the 75 best players to ever play in the NBA. John Stockton is also on the list. Both of them were also members of the NBA's 50th anniversary team in 1996. And high school seniors and grads can apply to be Utah Jazz Scholars once again. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
The franchise is extending its college scholarship program for another season. 30 students began their freshman year this fall at universities around Utah after winning the Fulbright Award last year. And future full scholarships will be available for more students depending on how many wins the Jazz get this season.
The criteria include being from an underrepresented group, demonstrating financial need, with preference given to first-time college students in a family. KSL News Time, 5:08 time now. For my minute of news, we're brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com.
For 41 years, they start the basketball season, and somebody has to point out the anachronism. Utah is not known for jazz. I checked in with my nephew, who's going to be the first ever Dr. Kaplan. Not a surgeon. I mean, the kid faints at the sight of blood. He's getting his PhD in music at the University of Pittsburgh, and his area of expertise happens to be the history of jazz music. Lee has written scholarly papers. He's a published graduate teacher. Perfect person to ask. So a couple days ago, I texted Lee, is there any substantive connection between the state of Utah or Salt Lake and jazz music? Crickets. My favorite nephew didn't even bother to respond, which I take to mean he finds my question ridiculous and thought I was kidding. But now I'll point out there are no lakes in Los Angeles. And if you can find a wizard in Washington, I want to know about it. Yet only the Jazz get shade for the anachronism between name and place. There is no jazz in Utah, but there is a connection. You see, jazz music is improvisational. The great ones would make up their most famous solos on the spot. Miles Davis, Charlie Parker, and here in Utah, our great jazz artists do the same on a basketball court. What could be more improvised than Donovan Mitchell bending and twitching his way through the lane, twisting around opponents toward a windmill dunk? His greatest performances have been made up on the spot, so to those who think they should become the Mountaineers, or maybe instead of the Jazz, the Utah Jello, with green uniforms, of course, I will remind you, jazz artistry does have a home in Utah, and it's at Vivint Arena. First performance is tonight.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by Science Bank, your business banking home. A few different hot spots that we're dealing with right now in traffic. One is northbound I-15, a crash blocking the right and center lanes of traffic as you're approaching 33rd South. It already has delays back to 53rd South. Southbound I-15, it's slow as you're going from Murray into Midvale. And a crash still being cleared. This is eastbound to I-80 just by Bangor Highway. Only one right lane of traffic getting by, delays almost back to 5600 West. Michelle?
Slowdowns on SR36 between Lake Point and Stansbury Park. For drivers on Bangor Highway, seeing some slowdowns approaching the 201 freeway headed southbound, and again as you're going through the construction in South Jordan. For drivers on Redwood Road, you're going to see some unusual slowing. This is from Bluffdale headed toward Lehigh. Steve?
And for those on their way through Davis County, you're going to see your first spot of slowing as you're trying to go from Centerville up to Farmington. But most of the delays are waiting for you from the Kaysville Ponds up to Hilaire Force Base, and also some heavy and slow traffic northbound Highway 89 from the SR 193 junction up to I-84. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating and air. Over 8,000 Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And Kevin Eubank has the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report. An hour-by-hour description as we head toward Thursday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, temperatures near 60 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. We'll keep the clouds around with upper 50s for 6 o'clock, mid-50s for 7, and low 50s for 8. Ultimate lows will be in the low 40s as we see skies clear by morning. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Partly cloudy, it's 59 degrees. Sunset tonight at 6:39 p.m. KSL News Time 5:12, and we go in-depth with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, Africa's rare glaciers will disappear in the next two decades because of climate change. A new report shows the continent that contributes least to global warming will suffer the most from it. The World Meteorological Association releasing the report ahead of the UN Climate Conference in Scotland that starts on October 31st. It's a grim reminder that Africa's 1.3 billion people remain extremely vulnerable as the continent warms more and at a faster rate than the global average. And yet, Africa's 54 countries are responsible for less than 4% of global greenhouse gas emissions. The new report focuses on the shrinking glaciers of Mount Kilimanjaro and Mount Kenya as symbols of the rapid and widespread changes to come. The organization's Secretary General says their current melting rates are higher than the global average. He says if this continues, the glaciers will be gone by the 2040s. Jeff?
Thanks a lot, Maria. The price of gas is on the rise again. ABC's Gio Benitez says the national average is up nearly a nickel just from last week.
Experts tell us the cost of crude oil is still very high, over $80 a barrel. That natural gas shortage in Europe having a lot to do with it. Now, the most expensive states right now, California and Hawaii, both seeing average prices well above $4 a gallon. Now, it is looking like we may see another 5 to 10 cent spike per gallon. That could potentially last all the way through Thanksgiving.
A regular gallon of gas is $3.69 on average in Utah right now. Trending on social media this afternoon, the latest supply chain shortage, juice boxes. Capri Sun and Kool-Aid have cut back production on some flavors because of ingredient shortages, and it's putting the squeeze on parents who fail to come up with favored flavors. The New York Post says adultish flavors like cranberry juice are in bountiful supply, so mom and dad, drink up. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
don't expect posthumous charges of murder for Brian Laundrie. I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Second, October's storms resulted in some good water totals. Salt Lake International Airport reported more than double the amount of rain compared to the entire month of October last year. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Delays are stacking up quickly. If you're on your way to the game tonight on northbound I-15, you're going to run into delays starting in Murray at 53rd South. It's all due to a crash as you're approaching 33rd South, and it's taking up the right and center lanes of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Lots of clouds this afternoon and evening, but some sunshine will pop out tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 59 degrees. Now, KSL top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The FBI says it's found a backpack and a notebook which belong to Brian Laundrie, a Florida man who's been missing since his fiancée, Gabby Petito, disappeared last
that
month.
That is a huge area. It is a lot of swampland. It is vested with alligators. From everyone we've heard from, that is a very difficult area to survive in, period. And as we just learned from the FBI, the area where they're focusing on now, where the apparent human remains were found, as well as those belongings, it had been underwater for a period of time. So that gives you an idea of the kind of landscape that they've been working with there and the kind of landscape that Brian Laundrie may have been trying to hide out and survive in.
ABC's Victor Akendo in Florida. The FDA green-lighting booster shots for people who got Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines. It also says it will allow people to mix booster doses. President Biden visited his hometown, Scranton, Pennsylvania, to talk up a scaled-down domestic agenda.
This has been declared dead on arrival from the moment I introduced it. But I think we're going to surprise them, because I think people are beginning to figure out what's at stake.
The package is now $2 trillion. House Republican leaders are urging rank and file to vote no tomorrow on holding a former Trump advisor in contempt of Congress for ignoring a subpoena. But one GOP member says that could be dangerous.
Republican Liz Cheney imploring fellow party members to not let Trump advisor Steve Bannon get away with ignoring a subpoena and testify what he knew about the January 6th attack planning.
I urge you to do what you know is right. To think of the long arc of history.
Many Republicans still downplaying the Trump supporters' attack on the Capitol and supporting false election fraud claims that incited it. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Sources tell ABC News the NFL and former players have reached an agreement to change the way concussion claims are evaluated. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth, and the CDC is telling you to throw out any unlabeled fresh onions because of a salmonella outbreak. Now, KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer is joining me live now from the studio. Kira, the question we're getting asked almost immediately after broadcasting this story this afternoon is, how do I know if my onions are, you know, part of this recall?
So, Jeff, if you don't have a label on those onions, you might not actually know. So the CDC is just straight up saying, throw them out. If they don't have a label and they don't, and if they do have a label, if they don't, if they say they're from, you know, Idaho or they're from some other country other than Mexico, then you don't have to throw them out. This is
okay. So let's drill down. We're talking about onions only from Mexico. If you can tell that they're from Mexico while they're sitting in your fridge.
Right. You have to be able to tell that they're from Mexico. And the approach there should just be trash them and sanitize. So throw them away and sanitize anything that you are keeping them in so that they doesn't contaminate other vegetables.
What is the deal with this outbreak?
What do you mean?
Where is it? Is it just Utah, elsewhere?
It's 37 states that we know of. Three people in Utah got sick, but over 650 people across the nation have gotten sick. And with salmonella, it's basically food poisoning. So you don't know for sure if you've gotten it, because sometimes people, when they're, you know, just vomiting or not feeling well, don't go to the doctor thinking it's salmonella to get tested. So there could be far more than we know.
Okay, so what if you plan on cooking them? If you cook them, might they still be good, burn off all the bad?
You know, there was some conflicting research on that, which basically says that salmonella can breed in these hot temperatures. So your best bet really is to just throw them out.
Okay, and how many people have gotten sick so far? More than 600?
652 across the nation, 3 right here in Utah.
All right, bad news from your fridge. You might want to throw the onions out. Kira, thanks so much. We appreciate it. KSL News Time 519, and it's emergency traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home, and here's Ricky Meese. Listen.
Our first spot of emergency traffic is on northbound I-15. A crash with injuries still blocking a couple of right lanes of traffic approaching 3300 South is causing stop-and-go delays almost back to the I-215 junction at the South Interchange. Then our other hot spot is eastbound I-80. We have a multiple vehicle crash with injuries. Only one right lane of traffic is open for all drivers, so you've got to merge all the way over, and that's causing stop-and-go delays back past Bangerter Highway, not quite to 5600 West. Michelle?
Well, we see slowdown southbound I-15. This is from Murray into Sandy. Then you're free and clear all the way through to Provo after that. Now, for drivers on Bangerter Highway, we have some unusual slowing due to this I-80 situation. You're going to see delays headed southbound as you're headed toward the 201 freeway, northbound from 3500 South up to the 201 as well. Steve?
And northbound I-15 delays in Davis County right now from Kaysville up to Clearfield. Now we have a vehicle on fire. This is southbound I-15 at about 2100 North in Centerville. That's got the right lane closed. Delays are building. Northbound Highway 89 thick and slow at SR 193. Come pick out your pumpkins and gourds at the Utah Farm Bureau's Farmers Market at Murray Park Fridays and Saturdays 8 to 1. And South Jordan City Hall, Saturdays 8 to 1 as well. Steve Carlson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's your 7-day forecast and Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, we started the day with tons of sunshine, but the clouds have moved in this afternoon. It's a little wave coming in from the west. That's going to keep us partly cloudy in the overnight, and then skies will clear for tomorrow, mostly sunny and 65 on Thursday. Partly cloudy 68 Friday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of some scattered rain, highs in the 50s on Saturday. And then our next real big storm comes in Sunday night into Monday, valley rain, mountain snow, and that's going to continue into Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 59 degrees here on the plaza outside Vivint Arena. How many people would you say are here? Hundreds? A thousand? There's hundreds? There's a live band performing, food, all kinds of great stuff ahead of the jazz opener. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 522.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. In 2015, Utah legislators passed legislation that prohibits discrimination based on sexual orientation, while also protecting individual religious beliefs and religious institutions. Now working to expand business opportunities for the LGBTQ community is Liz Pitts with the Utah LGBTQ Chamber.
The Utah LGBTQ Plus Chamber of Commerce was founded in 2012. We're a diversity chamber which provides service throughout Utah. Our business owners seek to promote and grow their businesses in an inclusive group of like-minded people. Membership allows the opportunity to become certified as an LGBT business enterprise if your firm is more than 51% LGBT owned and operated. The fees are waived for your certification, as we are an affiliate chamber of the National LGBT Chamber, our certifying body. We invite you to join us for our breakfasts every third Thursday and our Taste of Success virtual lunches. And if you belong to your company's Pride Employee Resource Group, we have events tailored just for you. We also have a nonprofit foundation that strives to help combat suicide, domestic violence, bullying, and homelessness. Check out our events at UtahLGBTQChamber.org.
Utah's anti-discrimination legislation has been recognized nationally as a model, and since its passage, businesses owned by the LGBTQ members and supported by others have found a strong voice in the Utah LGBTQ Chamber. This is Derek Miller speaking on business.
Half a million businesses connect using Zoom. A single platform for video, phone, chat, and conference rooms. Zoom enables real-time collaboration no matter where your teams are. Global enterprises trust the easy-to-use, reliable, and secure Zoom platform to power high-performance teams. Empower your workforce with Zoom. Save 15% on meetings, chat, and phone with a Zoom United bundle. Visit zoom.com/bundle. Zoom, how the world connects.
I'm Jeff Jr., owner of Trajan Wealth, and I only have 60 seconds to tell you why we're different than all other financial advisors out there. So here it goes. We don't employ salespeople. We employ individuals with hearts of teachers who share high values. We are fiduciaries who will always act with you in mind. We will disclose any conflicts of interest. We won't talk down to you or use fancy jargon. If there's an issue, we'll work hard to make it right. We are one of the few firms in the entire country who have fiduciary advisors and estate planning attorneys under the same roof. We adhere to the golden rule. Our passion is providing peace of mind through financial security. And lastly, you will always be greeted with a smile. Local, friendly, family-owned, Trajan Wealth. Call Trajan Wealth today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit us online at TrajanWealth.com.
Advisory services through Trajan Wealth, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Estate planning services through Trajan Estate.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Central Bank. Bitcoin hit a new trading record today. It climbed to $66,000, first time ever. Almost $2,000 more than the previous record set back in April. KSL Drives, Tesla has started to deliver the Model X in the Bay Area. The carmaker paused production for 8 months to upgrade the Model X programs, but continued to take orders for the car. Tesla is expected to expand deliveries beyond the Bay Area next month. AMC is going to start offer open captioning at 240 theaters across the country. The company is hoping to make the theaters more welcoming for people who are deaf or hard of hearing. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow up 152 points. We finished the day at 35,069. The S&P picked up 16 and the NASDAQ lost 7 points. KSL News Time 526. Imagine you're going into a dining hall at your college and seeing your American history professor handing out tater tots. It's happening in Michigan State.
Typically, there are about 4,000 students working in the dining halls at Michigan State University. This year, only about 1,200 are employed, and the school is clearly hurting for workers. MSU recently sent out an email that reads, "Faculty and staff are invited to sign up to assist the dining halls." Devin Sylvia, director of undergraduate studies at the Computational Math Department, responded by saying, "I'm doing all I can already to support the student community and questioning whether I'm being sufficiently compensated." He called the request astounding. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.